And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Here is an important note for your diaries. As you heard on Lutheran Radio UK earlier this year, Dr. Cindy Lumley has been appointed Principal of Westfield House in Cambridge, and her installation will take place at a special service on Saturday, the 31st of August. Many of our UK listeners will know Cindy well, and all are invited to attend. The primary purpose of Westfield House is to equip students with the knowledge, attitudes and skills necessary for the ministry of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and its proclamation of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. As a centre of theological studies, it also seeks to serve the Lutheran Church, both in this country and overseas, by the promotion of Christian learning at all levels. It provides theological education within the framework of a confessional Lutheran perspective and offers resources that further an understanding of that perspective. Besides the academic staff, these resources are principally contained in a small but carefully assembled library. It is the only significant Lutheran library in the country. A judge in the US has ordered a baby's first name to be changed from Messiah to Martin, arguing that the only true Messiah is Jesus Christ, reports say. The parents of 7-month-old Messiah Deshaun Martin has gone to court in Tennessee over his last name, but child support magistrate Luann Bilou ordered the first name changed too, local broadcaster WBIR-TV said. Last year, more than 700 babies were named Messiah in the US, according to the Social Security Administration. Christianity sees Jesus as the Messiah, while Judaism uses the term to mean an anticipated savior of the Jews. Dictionary definitions say the word can mean anyone seen as a savior or liberator. The judge in Cocker County said the name Messiah could cause the boy difficulties if he grew up in a predominantly Christian area. It could put him at odds with a lot of people, and at this point he has had no choice in what his name is, Judge Bellew said. Sarah Crown, editor of Mumsnet, said, "Think about whether you could yell it across a supermarket." She was able to make the order because the parents were already in a child support hearing and a dispute over what their son's last name should be. Instead, the judge ruled that the baby was to be named Martin Deshaun McCullough, which includes both parents' last names. The word Messiah is a title, and it's a title that has only been earned by one person, and that one person is Jesus Christ, she said. The baby's mother, Jaleesa Martin, told WBIR she would appeal against the judge's order. "I didn't think a judge could change my baby's name because of a religious belief," she said. She said she chose the name not because of religious connotations, but because she liked how it sounded with her two other children's names, Micah and Mason. Messiah came in at number 387 in the list of the most popular of baby names in the US in 2012, up from 633 in 2011. British Cabinet Minister Mark Simmons on Tuesday condemned as contemptible and cowardly an attack on a mosque in northeastern Nigeria in which suspected Islamic extremists killed at least 44 worshippers and wounded another 26. Attackers wearing Nigerian army camouflage fatigues struck under cover of darkness as residents were saying their dawn prayers at around 05:30 on Sunday at Kundunga town 22 miles from Maiduguri. Another 12 civilians died in a simultaneous attack on Ngom village just outside Maiduguri, they said. "Attacking innocent people in the place of worship is a contemptible and cowardly act," the Foreign Office Minister for Africa, Mark Simmons, said in a statement. He said Britain stands with the government and people of Nigeria as they seek to reduce violence in the northeast of the country. Sunday's attacks are the latest in a series blamed on religious extremists wanting to oust the government and install strict Islamic law throughout the nation of more than 160 million people that is about equally divided between a predominantly Muslim north and a mainly Christian south. The government imposed a state of emergency in 3 northeastern states and deployed thousands more troops to try to put down the Islamic uprising that poses the greatest threat in years to security and unity in Africa's largest oil producer. Nigeria's war is not Muslims against Christians. The Boko Haram terrorist network, the name means Western education is forbidden, has killed more Muslims than Christians, according to officials, attacking mosques and clerics that have been spoken out against religious extremism. Boko Haram has also attacked Christians outside churches and teachers and schoolchildren, as well as government and military targets. Since 2010, the militants have been blamed for the killings of more than 1,700 people, according to account by AP. a Chinese businessman who spent 6 years building an unauthorized private mountain peak and luxury villa on top of a high-rise apartment block in Beijing, has been given 15 days to tear it down. The complex of rooms, rocks, trees and bushes looming over the 26-story building looks like something built into a seaside cliff and has become the latest symbol of disregard for the law among the rich, as well as the rampant practice of building illegal additions. Angry neighbours say they have complained for years that the 8,600-square-foot mansion and its attached landscaping was damaging the building's structural integrity and its pipe system, but that local authorities had failed to crack down. In our endeavour to raise awareness of the extent and work of the Lutheran Church around the world, this week we bring a special feature with Denise Seaman, our correspondent in the US. Denise spoke to Victor Verek, director of Lutheran Hour Ministries in Asunción, Paraguay, which is part of Lutheran Hour Ministries International Network. Victor spoke to Denise about the work of the Lutheran Church in Paraguay.
Hello, Victor, and God's grace to you. Welcome to Lutheran Radio UK. Could you please tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and what your family life was like?
I born in the south of Paraguay. It's the name of the city is Hoenau, 300 miles from Asunción. And when I finished my high school, I go to Asunción for the university. So I study electronic engineer and I married 28 years ago.
And is Spanish your first language?
Yes, in Paraguay we have two official languages. The first is Guarani, it's an Indian language, and the second language is Spanish. But I speak German and Portuguese too.
So where do you live now?
Now I live in the capital of Paraguay, is Asunción.
And your wife's name is?
My wife's name is Fanny, or say Estefana.
Estefana, okay. And do you have children?
I have 4 children, 2 sons and 2 daughters. My eldest son is 27 years old, and my youngest daughter is 19 years old.
That's wonderful. You are currently serving as the director for Lutheran Hour Ministries in Paraguay, which is part of LHM's international network. How did you initially become involved with Lutheran Hour Ministries?
In 2007, I started to work with Lutheran Hour Ministries. So I worked with a volunteer in the spiritual assistance. And in February 2009, I was the...
You became?
Yeah, dirección.
The director?
Yeah, director.
Oh, that's very nice. What did you do as a volunteer, did you say?
Spiritual assistance, a counsel.
You were a counselor?
Yeah. And presentations, workshops.
Presentations and workshops. Yeah. Okay. Is Lutheran Hour Ministries part of the Lutheran Church in Paraguay?
Yes, we work with the Lutheran Church together. So with the pastors and the mission especially.
And how many Lutheran congregations are there in your country?
In Paraguay, we have 54 congregations and only 12 pastors.
That's a lot of work then for the 12 pastors.
Yes, all the pastors have 5, 6, or 7 congregations.
So are you, Victor, an ordained pastor in the Lutheran Church?
No. Now I study in this Lutheran Seminary Concordia in Buenos Aires. And in January, I will start my vicariate.
So you've been studying in Buenos Aires?
Yeah.
Okay. Once you become a pastor, how will that help you or benefit you in your work as a director at the Lutheran Hour Ministries office?
So I think the work will be more effective and even easier to connect the people with the church. But the people like the pastor talk with
you. Oh, talk. The people like to talk with you. Yeah. Yes, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you for clarifying that. Is there a main focus at LHM Paraguay, or how is it that you actually reach the people with God's word?
We work with a different project. Proyecto Joel is a youth project with children Bible schools, marriage workshops.
Oh, yes, marriage workshops. Now, how did that Project Joel get its name? How did it come to be called Project Joel?
But Joel is jóvenes, in Spanish, jóvenes con espíritu libre.
Oh, youth with a free spirit. Free spirit. I like that. Oh, very nice. So you said that some of your ministry is with children. Are you actually allowed to go into the schools in Paraguay?
Yeah, no, I work with 25 schools, public schools, in all the territory of Paraguay. So I travel over 3,000 miles per month all the territory.
In the schools, then, what do you teach the children?
We teach the students morality, domestic violence, and values.
And values. Mm-hmm. Very good. And have you seen any changes in
yeah,
the schools?
Yeah, and we see great difference in the all years. Is different, is a change, the people change.
For the better.
For
and,
better.
And that you use biblical principles for the that teaching
exactly.
then. That's exactly. wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, you said you reached 25 schools. Are there mm-hmm. other schools that you're hoping to go to?
Yes, in all the territory, 57 schools like that, but we don't have the human research for it.
57 schools more. That would be wonderful if you could reach them. Are there other staff people who help you or work alongside you in your ministry?
Yeah, I have administrative assistant, Cynthia, and then the volunteers help me. It's Alicia, Pastor Alceo Figur, Pastor Laercio, and that's other peoples, volunteers peoples.
Victor, what do you see as your greatest challenge or challenges as far as bringing the message of God's love to the people of Paraguay?
My biggest challenge is to get the gospel and the love of God to more peoples in all the territory of Paraguay. The people need to hear or listen the love of God.
What then would you say are your critical needs right now? What do you feel you really need to help you in that?
My critical need, I think, is your prayer. I need for all the people pray for the Paraguayan people so these people can hear or listen God's word.
It is so important that we share it with people. You're right, to pray for these people, whether they're in Paraguay or in America or in England, it's really good to remember that God wants to hear us and he listens to everything that we pray for. Do you have a favorite Bible passage that brings you particular comfort or encouragement in your work?
Yes, it's from Isaiah.
Isaiah
41:13. For I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold on your right hand as I to you. Do not fear, I will help you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Because it is really the only way we can do it, isn't it? Is knowing that the Lord our God is in control and is guiding us. Thank you for sharing that one. I like that verse a lot. So looking ahead, what kind of goals or hopes do you have for the work of Lutheran Hour Ministries going forward?
That God continue to give my health and strength to keep going in his mission.
To keep your health and your strength. Yeah. There's just so much ground to cover and so many people that need to hear that we'll pray for that also for you, that God will continue to sustain you and nourish you. Knowing that each person you meet there through your work is a child of God with unique needs and gifts, what is your specific prayer for the people of Paraguay in your day-to-day work?
My prayer is that God will continue to bless the people who are with me in this mission, my family, and all of you.
Thank you. Is there anything else you would like us to know? Anything else you would like to share with us?
We must never forget that God always helped us.
Yes, and that's very good for all of us to remember wherever we are working. And so, friends and listeners, if you've had a chance to sit in on our interview with Victor Veruk Gerke from Paraguay, I hope you'll remember to keep us in your prayers. And for all of our missionaries and evangelists who are working to spread the gospel, it's such a pleasure to see that how the Lord is blessing the hands of these servants, and with the words of their mouth, the works of their hands, and the fleet of their feet. It's all beautiful in the Lord's sight. And I would like to thank Victor for all of the work he does in Paraguay. And not only is it wonderful work for the people of Paraguay, but it's encouraging to us as well, those of us who have the wonderful opportunity to see what the Lord is doing in your life and how people are affected for their salvation. Thank you so much again for interviewing with us, and God's blessing on your continued work in Paraguay.
Thank you so much.
That was our correspondent from the U.S., Denise Seaman.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.